This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Officials have ruled out meat as the cause of the E. coli outbreak at McDonald's. Experts are looking at tainted onions and how they made their way into quarter-pounder hamburgers. The state agriculture department says that samples of McDonald's meat tested negative for the bacteria. Health officials have said raw onions are the most likely source. Alice White of the Colorado School of Public Health said investigators are trying to determine what happened.
FDA is putting a lot of work into figuring out where in the production chain the product got contaminated and what went wrong there.
McDonald's says it is returning quarter pounders to its restaurants in Colorado and other states. The window to offer feedback on council redistricting in Colorado Springs is closing. The process takes place every 4 years and is run by the city clerk. Residents can offer feedback on the preliminary map at a public meeting tomorrow at the city administration building. People can also view the plan and leave comments on the city's website. A freight train in Colorado Springs hit a car that had been abandoned on railroad tracks Sunday. Police say the driver was drunk when she got her car stuck on the tracks around 3 a.m. They say she got out and left the vehicle behind once she saw the train coming. She's charged with driving under the influence. Nobody was injured. Not much time left to get ballots in and counted for Election Day. It's too late now to put the ballot in the mail. There are drop-off boxes all over, and you can still register and vote in person all the way up to next Tuesday, November 5th. And there is help with all of that in our voter guide at CPR.org. Denver and Colorado Springs, mostly sunny, breezy this afternoon. In the Springs, a red flag fire danger warning through the day, and then a chance for rain and snow and turning much colder on Wednesday. Metro highs tomorrow could stay only in the 40s. Grand Junction could see rain today and tonight, and there's mountain snow today and again tomorrow. This is CPR News, NKRCC.